B-Pod Studios.
It is time for our weekly visit with Mr. Everything himself. It's the Bob Ryan Report. Good morning, Mr. Everything.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Morning. Okay. So let's start with a very sad story, but it's a loss of one of the good guys. And today is his special services for Nick Cafardo. You knew Nick pretty well, and you worked with him for quite a while.
I did. Nick, I am so gratified and I'm really surprised at the incredible outpouring of sympathy and respect for Nick, and not just in the journalistic community, but in the entire baseball world. The tributes were really, really heartwarming. And I mean, you know, I just took Nick for granted as a good guy, and I knew, you know, I respected his baseball writing, and I used to tell him I loved the ending of his column when he had that portion of his Sunday Notes called Apropos of Nothing. And they were random tidbits about things in baseball that were the result of curiosity and result of good reporting. And just a good sense of what would make a good little story. Nick had a great journalistic instinct. He will really, really be missed. It's just the tentacles. I said really the greatest tribute to Nick in terms of his craftsmanship and his work ethic and his impact on journalism in Boston sports is, I think, his, I would say in the old days, his Rolodex, but now we would say his list of contacts. His list of contacts should go to Cooperstown. Because they're just priceless. I mean, he could reach everybody and anybody, and it was just stunning what happened. And obviously, when someone goes, with an aneurysm, one day he's fine and there's no indication of anything, and the next day he's collapsing in front of, in this case, Stan Grossfeld, our photographer, who was with him to go to the hospital. So we're all still digesting this, and our hearts go out to his family. And today is the wake in Rockland, Mass.
And now to the next unbelievable story.
Oh, well, the next unbelievable story is there's so many. We all think the same thing, you know. Ultimately, it's what Jay Leno said to Hugh Grant, you know. What were you thinking, you know? We can go through all the morality thing about it, but with the stupidity thing about it, but the thing about it now is, now what is that? I think he should gracefully withdraw from the public view. He can no longer be the public face of the New England Patriots. It's time to turn the reins over to son Jonathan, and step back. I mean, and what is the point of him trying to be the public face of the team? I wouldn't get that.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, now,
right. Now Bob, last night the Celtics put up a good fight, but it still wasn't enough.
That's the new narrative today. I'm looking at the Globe defensive stance. I'm looking at the downcast look of Brad Stevens. We've been having this discussion all year about what's wrong with them and when they're going to straighten it out. And I'm sure I said many times, I'm sure their best basketball lies ahead of them. And maybe it still does, but it's a tiresome narrative now. This team is the single biggest disappointment in the entire National Basketball Association. They were a team that won 59 games last year, a team that went to the conference finals and were the presumptive heir to the throne. They were going to win the East. They were going to go back to the finals. Maybe not beat the Warriors, but they're going to have a run to the finals. Or at least they're going. And now they are sitting in fifth place. So if the playoffs started tonight, they would not have the home court advantage. This is an unimaginable turn of events based on what we thought they were going to be. So the same conversation that we've been having for months now is, when are they going to start playing the best basketball, and can they turn it around when they get to the playoffs? And the answer is, can they? Yeah, theoretically they can. But this continues. My only solution for them right now, I think we should spank them.
Bob,
I think you just did. Now, don't be going around the state of Bob Ryan advocating physical violence. I'm speaking in a metaphorical sense.
Yes, we understand.
But for the first time, I'm hearing people really coming down on the coach, Brad Stevens.
Well, naturally, he's going to, because, you know, before the season, I said, and I know many, that this is going to be his first big test as a coach here, how to handle the expectations level and how to handle the fact that he's got 10 really good, pretty good, very good players, I think, and that they all can't play the minutes they want to play, and he's going to have to handle the egos, and he's going to handle the roles, he's going to have to find combinations and all that. And that's always true, and he hasn't been able to get it to it. And they can't blame it on a catastrophic injury. Sure, they've had games people missing. Of course, that's part of the course. And they haven't had Aaron Baines, who they do need to be whole for a month or more, 6 weeks. And if they're going to do anything in the playoffs, it'll have to be with Aaron Baines. in the lineup, and he's not there at the moment, and hopefully he'll be back soon. But no, this is the burden. It rests on him. The other thing is Danny, you know, chose at the trading deadline not to make a move.
Yep.
All their competitors did. Philadelphia did. Toronto did.
Yep.
Milwaukee did. Indiana did. They did not. Okay, confidence in your team, great. Well, you know, now maybe they could have used a little help, is what people are going to say. So there's pressure on both Danny and Brad more than there has been in a long time. Dad for the first time, and Danny more than there has been in a long time.
Okay. Now, one last question for you, Bob. Were you, because you are Mr. Everything, were you satisfied with the Academy
Award? Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. You know, okay. Because I've been really, no, seriously, I've been reading, you know, all the reaction to the Green Book thing. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You know, I'm a septuagenarian white man, so you know that's my stance, and I would live through those times, you know, from the perspective of a northerner and a white person, and you know, I know that it was very real. I love the movie. When I came out of that movie, I said this is the best I feel coming out of a movie all year. I still stand on that. I never felt better coming out of a movie. Was never more uplifted. I was never more entertained than I was with that movie. I thought the movie was great. And I started reading the criticism. Well, Don Shirley's family wasn't consulted. Don Shirley really wasn't like that. Don Shirley wasn't estranged from his family. Okay. And then people started saying it's the reverse of Driving Miss Stacy. I'm sorry. I respect the feelings of people who say that. I have to when it comes. But
sure.
I love the movie, and I'm not going to apologize for liking that movie. Plus, it's a movie.
I know.
Licenses. Look, I saw 42, and I ripped 42. I loved 42. I thought it was a great presentation of Jackie Robinson and Rachel's relationship. I thought the acting Bozeman was terrific. I thought there was license taken, ridiculously stupid things that never happened. In that movie, you know, to make it a better, more dramatic movie.
Yeah.
All right, I know these things didn't happen because I'm a baseball fan and I'm a baseball historian, and I know what the licenses they took. Well, they took licenses with this wonderful, heartwarming story about, and I'm not going to. I love the damn movie, and I'm not going to.
You know what? I feel the same way about Grease too. I loved that movie.
Yeah, way better than the original.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Everything.
That's fine.
Okay,
and I love your passion.
Thank you.
For both sports and movies.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.